Today, I saw my own son use a bicycle as a weapon. You yelled rape at the top of your lungs.
Mom, I honestly thought I was going to be raped for a second. He had the craziest look in his eyes, and at one point he said, let's get it on.
That was about the fighting. See? I'm so not a raper.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the Audio Vault.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
I just have multiple eargasms.
Yeah, what a dick. Timmy's five times more talented than he is.
You can't leave until you get my permission. Born into the lap of luxury, now he's sitting in his own filth. It's the Audio Vault with
Timmy.
Tis I, Tim, or Timmy, if you will. Welcome to the 78th edition of the Audio Vault. We have a lot to get to, so let's get right to it, shall we? If you are one to frequent the YouTube, you may have seen this video this week out of Huntsville, Alabama.
Terrifying moments for a woman who woke up to a strange man in bed with her. The woman screamed. Her brother rushed in to help and tried to fight the offender off.
And Mark, the woman, the victim, tells us that a man broke into her house and tried to rape her. Her brother went in and he tried to help her out, but the man got away, leaving behind, though, evidence of his visit.
Kelly Dodson was asleep with her little girl inside their apartment on Webster Drive when
I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects. He tried to rape me. He tried to pull my clothes off.
Dodson struggled with her attacker, knocking over items in her bedroom. Antoine Dodson heard his sister scream and ran to help.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband because they're raping everybody out here. We got your t-shirts. You done left fingerprints and all. You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
A crime scene investigator photographed and dusted for prints on the lid of the garbage can and the window pane and ledge. Dodson says he's never seen the perp before, but sends this warning to whoever is responsible.
You don't have to come and confess that you did. We're looking for you. We gonna find you. I'm letting you know now. So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
So you're probably asking yourself, Tim, what is the point? This ain't funny. This is about rape. Rape ain't funny. Well, you are absolutely right. Rape is not funny. But what is funny is what people have done with this interview. I don't know if you're familiar with auto-tuning, but a lot of today's popular music utilizes this auto-tuning effect in order to make hit music. This just goes to show that anyone can be audio-tuned and it can sound like a hit record. Check this out.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that.
Interesting. Actually, it makes me lose all respect for the entire hip-hop industry. Anyway, here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
It's the Onion Radio News. An area man breaks out his dating boxers. This is Doyle Redlin reporting. Having secured a date for the first time in 7 months, area resident Andrew Agee removed his dating boxers from the bottom of his dresser today. Agee, a 27-year-old account executive with a bachelor's degree in business administration, had this to say.
No tighty-whities for me tonight. A girl might actually see me in my underwear.
Agee added that if the date goes well and the underwear's promise of unrestricted movement is delivered, future encounters with the woman could be likely, and he will purchase a 3-pack of boxers. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
I'm always wearing my dating boxers, you know, just in case. I have to say I am so excited that tomorrow I get to pick up my brand new to me car, so I am pumped. Anyway, that's all the time we have left for this particular episode of the podcast. Please to be returning next time for more internet comedy fun.
Get it!
Wow!
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't!